In her presentation, Amber Conley told of the chronology of events that sent the Park City community into a period of chaos and confusion last September, when they learned that Grant Seaver and Ryan Ainsworth had died from a suspected drug overdose of a highly potent opiate known as Pink. Conley says they went into full-scale crisis management. The biggest worry, she says, was that other kids who were involved might also be in possession of the deadly drug. Once the word was out, some students left school. Many others remained on campus but were in need of counseling and support. She says the district leadership learned a lot about putting in place systems to manage a crisis.
You have to be thinking on how are we always going to reunify our children with their parents. And so we learned a lot at that point around how to do better reunification between our students and our parents. It was pretty chaotic at first, and then we got a system down. And it's those people in our district that sometimes don't get the recognition, and that's our secretaries, our counseling assistants, because they're the ones that were on the front lines trying to work through and provide resources.
In the days following, Conley was surprised to learn of the realities of drug use in the school district.
We started training our counselors different. Our counselors, our school nurses, our health teachers, and our administrators. And we said, first of all, we need to know what's going on with our students. And as we continue to talk with them, that the stress that they feel, the feeling of overwhelmed, and also the pressure that we put on our children, said, you know, we're taking things to be able to stay awake. We're taking things to be able to study more. I had several of our students say, do you know that we're actually buying our friends Ritalin or Adderall, which are ADHD drugs, so that we can actually stay awake and study for our AP exams? You guys, this was mind-boggling to me, that we have students that are self-medicating to be able to have better grades.
She says they reached out to medical professionals and worked on protocols.
As far as if there are other students that we're worried about, what's that protocol that we're going to use to send them from our school, release them to the parents, release them back to the emergency room, or do we take them down to the University of Utah? So as we looked at things that we needed to improve, that's the one thing I can say right now that we've improved greatly, and that's that channel of communication and our release forms that we have with our children. The other thing that as we started working through this is, you know, you have your human side of working with our children, working with our families over this massive devastation of loss. The other side of it is now collecting information of how this happened.
A number of experts contacted Conley during those first weeks after the boys died. She learned about the availability of Narcan, an over-the-counter antidote, which can save a life if administered in time.
And I actually carry it now. We've trained all of our nurses, all of our first responder teams on how to use this. And he said everyone needs to know about the availability of this because it could save a life. The one thing I did learn, however, is with Pink in particular, and with the potency of Pink, it could take up to 5
doses.
So, you know, that's something to understand, that we're dealing with something that's very, very toxic. He said the other thing is, he said you've got to teach your kids life skills and change your curriculum.
While the practice of drug testing hasn't been implemented in Park City schools, Conley wholeheartedly supports it.
A drug testing policy. And I said, you know, it's pretty controversial. He said, if you can deter one child, you've done your job. And so we have put a committee together. It is very controversial. If you guys want some good conflict, if you want some good debate, come on over and we can talk about the drug policy. Because there are believers on both sides. You're going to get all the false positives, it's not going to deter, and then you have people that if we can save one, we've done it. So it's something that I'm very much in favor of.
In reaching out to other Mountain Town superintendents, she learned they share a profound concern for the emotional stress kids experience while in junior high and high school. They all said mental health is their biggest priority. Conley uses the book Overloaded and Underprepared as a resource and readily shares it with parents and staff throughout the district.
Started us down a road of how can we provide some skills both to our parents, to our teachers, and to our students about dealing with stress.
And this is a great book, super easy read. I'd encourage anyone to read it. Specifically talks about our cell phones and our students' cell phones and what they're exposed to and unplugging them completely. I've made some enemies along the way with being very bold with parents and saying, you plug that phone in your room, not your child's room. You turn that phone off completely. You monitor everything that your child is doing on that phone. You have their password. You go through every single thing.
This summer, new school counselors, psychologists, and a superintendent of wellness have been hired to provide the expertise to enhance the health and safety of Park City's students. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.